A luxury cruise line is returning to Alaska waters. Crystal Cruises is adding port calls as other lines are cutting their in-state sailings. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Crystal Cruises just announced it's coming back to Southeast waters after a five-year absence. The Japanese-owned two-ship line plans 12-day round trips from San Francisco starting in 2011. Alaska Cruise Association President John Binkley says that's good news for the state's hard-hit tourism industry.
They are considered a luxury cruise line and a very high-end cruise line, so they usually typically have passengers that have extended voyages, sometimes around the world or long-term voyages. They're usually a group that spends a lot of money and has a lot of means, so that'll be great for Alaska in 2011.
First, of course, comes the 2010 season. That's when overall passenger capacity will drop about 15%. That's because three ships are redeploying elsewhere and one vessel is changing its routing within the state. Some communities will lose more traffic than others. Ketchikan, for example, will see about a 13% drop from 880,000 to 770,000 potential passengers. Sitka, on the other hand, will experience a 40% decrease from 220,000 to 130,000 visitors. Sandy Lorigan of Sitka's Convention and Visitors Bureau says that makes the Crystal sailings even more important.
We're always concerned if ships are coming or leaving, because it's important to our city as well as Southeast Alaska. So it's something that, you know, we certainly have to keep our eye on and be aware of what the trends and conditions and issues and sailings would be.
Crystal released few details about its Alaska sailings and did not answer inquiries placed over several days. The Cruise Association's Binkley says he understands the Crystal Symphony will make 9 voyages to the Inside Passage in 2011. Other reports have listed Juneau, Sitka, Skagway, Ketchikan, and Glacier Bay as destinations. Binkley says Crystal's plans are the first he's heard for the 2011 season.
Most lines would make their announcements next March or April, and I would anticipate they'll be on that same schedule. They're starting to work on 2011 right now, probably make internally decisions around December, January, and then start all the marketing mechanisms in place and then make the announcements in March or April.
The Crystal Symphony carries about 925 passengers and about 550 crew members. The season's total would be as many as 8,300 visitors. Mike Driscoll of the independent publication Cruise Week says the early announcement is not unusual for a luxury line.
They have to announce early because their customers plan in advance. They don't plan, you know, 3, 4, 7-day trips. They plan minimum 10 days. So that's why they have to come out early with their, you know, basic announcement that we're going to be in Alaska.
Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska says the state will lose up to 150,000 passengers next year. Companies cutting sailings say it's because of the state's $50 per person head tax. Driscoll says the weak economy is also a reason, but he says the passenger fee is a factor for lower cost companies.
The big point is the luxury lines, they're able to absorb that type of tax situation better than the low cost lines just by the nature of the business they do. And that's why they're, you know, staying strong, and in this case, expanding. Whereas the cheapest lines, you know, you look at Carnival Cruise Lines, they decreased. NCL and Royal Caribbean, those are really the three cheapest lines. And that's where you're seeing the biggest decrease.
Crystal charges about $5,500 per person for 12-day Australian and Mediterranean voyages. The lower-cost line, similar-length Alaska cruises are going for under $1,000, and week-long sailings this summer have been discounted down to $300 or less. In Juneau, this is Ed Schoenfeld.